This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we're having a returning guest. He was on the show back in December the 19th, 2017. And I tell you what, you might want to look up this word, paradigm, because there's going to be a huge paradigm shift in the food industry. And this company is going to solve that paradigm shift. We're talking about no other than Service Team Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol SVTE, grossly undervalued at 0001. Take my word, it's my opinion, but I've been right probably 80, 90% on every stock and every company that's come on my show. This is grossly undervalued. The revenues ending in August of 2017 was $3.6 million. Their market cap's just a tad bit over 400,000. With us today to talk about his company is the CEO of the company, Robert Cashman. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of what you guys do and how you make your money out there in Orange County.
We manufacture truck bodies, and they're primarily for the food industry. They're fabricated from aluminum and steel. And they're mounted on trucks that are supplied to us by the auto dealers. There are about a dozen truck dealers in Southern California that are truck dealers, auto dealers that specialize in trucks. And there are about another 50 auto dealers that have some trucks, but not a lot. I think we have all of the ones that specialize in trucks as our customers, though, and some of the ones that just do occasional trucks. We take the truck and we build the floor out of steel, and then the walls out of aluminum and the ceiling out of aluminum, and we rivet it all together, and then we foam the inside of it with 4 inches of closed cell foam, which is a polyurethane foam, and then we line the inside of the floor with either a wood material or called apatung, or with a diamond plate aluminum, 1/8 inch diamond plate aluminum. And then we line the upper walls and the ceiling with Chemlite, which is a material sort of like a linoleum, only it doesn't get brittle when it's cold and it's closed cell. So it's food safe. And when that's completed, we may put a lift gate on it, or we may put special doors on it, or sometimes doors on the side, or even partitions in the middle of the truck for different temperatures. And then install refrigeration units in the truck. There's 4 or 5 different kinds of refrigeration units, but primarily they're Thermo King or Carrier, although there are other makes that we use, and some are engine driven, but most of them have their own little motors that drive the refrigeration unit. We also take a regular small van and we'll line the inside of it with 4 inches of foam, and line the inside of that with the diamond plate floor and the Chemlite ceiling, and install refrigeration units. Again, some have their own little motors, and some run off the motor of the truck for food deliveries in congested areas, such as in the cities. The 18-wheelers, or the large trucks, 24-footers, are really prohibited from coming into the city now, as they used to all the time.
Absolutely.
And they would double park and deliver their food to the restaurant or hotel. Now they are creating regulations not allowing them to do that in most areas. So they have to offload it into smaller trucks, or start out with more smaller trucks and deliver it to those congested areas.
Yeah, I see that in my neighborhood all the time. A weight restriction, you know, if your truck weighs more than this, you're not allowed to come down on this road.
Well, that's true on some roads, but the weight restriction is big enough, so it's really not a problem unless it's residential areas. And, of course, the problem in the residential areas is you tend to compress the road, and it in turn breaks the pipes underneath the road and screws things up. But that some bridges, too, are also restricted on weight, but not much in Southern California. Not much in the West, quite frankly. You run into those limitations more in the Midwest and in the East.
Well, let me ask you this on the truck thing. Usually auto in the truck business usually slows up at the end of the year. There's model changes, et cetera, et cetera. How did that affect your business?
Well, it did affect our business. And we had a good enough backlog so that we weren't too bad. But our third quarter, our first quarter, we're on a fiscal year ending August 31.
Right.
And our quarter, the second quarter, which was November, it's December, January, and February, which is the time of the slump, and we still did 845,000 in sales.
Wow.
Compared to 897,000 a year ago. So, but year to date, September 1 to February 28, we did 1,776,000 this year, and last year at the same period was 1,764,000. So, bottom line is our increase in volume that we're maintaining made up pretty much for the slump. Although the slump is very real, they did not ship us any trucks at all for almost 2 months. But we had enough backlog, so we were able to maintain it. And of course, that gives us a time to do some real thinking too. We did away with our overtime during this quarter, so our expenses are down, which makes us profitable, which is kind of nice. And we've cleaned the place up enough, made it more efficient to where we were able to do almost the same volume without the overtime. So it was a good quarter for us, and the slowdown in the industry didn't affect us that much, although it certainly affected a lot of our competitors.
So what is your general plan going forward in 2018? How are you going to raise up revenues?
We've acquired a little company called Playpen, which makes trailers to haul motorcycles and other four-wheel vehicles like that.
Absolutely.
And it is starting to come on. We've delivered 10 of them this last month. And we'll be producing about 10 a month for the rest of the year. That'll give us our 10 or 15% increase in sales for the year, even if we don't gain on anything else. But the other side of the coin here is that the entire auto industry is tooling up. It's the major manufacturers of trucks are projecting increases in truck sales over the next year, and they're producing them to match that. So I think we will grow with the industry during the next year, too, which is another 10%. So I look forward to a really good year this year.
My guest is Robert Cashman. He is the CEO of Service Team, Inc. They're out there in Orange County. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol SVTE, grossly undervalued at 0001 with a market cap of just north of 400,000. I see that you made the Orange County Business Journal list of one of the fastest growing small public companies in the county for the third year in a row. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's really kind of nice to be recognized. We're number 7 in the fastest growing companies in Orange County. And we've been in that same position. It's interesting that the same people are all growing together. But we've been number 7. Well, that's not true. We were number 11 two years ago. Last year we were number 7, and this year we're number 7. But it's interesting because it's kind of nice to be recognized, and it also brings us a few new dealers that are in the business but not active in it. All of a sudden say, gee whiz, maybe we should sell some of those vans, and they're buying them from the factory and sending them to us. So it helps business. I think it's positive.
I like the company with the revenues of $3.6 million. I'm always looking for undiscovered companies. I believe you guys are at the top of the list. In closing here, Robert, is there anything that you would like to get out there to the listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
I think business is strong. I think one of the features that we have is that we build a high-quality body. We use more care, and it's extremely successful as a unit for someone to use, and for that reason, the big rental companies, the Penske's and whatever Enterprise, are buying our bodies or our trucks rather than many of our competitors. So it's a quality product, and I think that's one of the main features that we're able to maintain our position in the market without a lot of promotional expense.
Service Team. They are a manufacturer of commercial truck bodies and truck parts. Take a look at them. They trade on the OTC. I don't think they'll be down here very much longer at 0001. Robert, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Very good. Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.